Here he is, the Hall of Famer. It's about damn time. A year late. Here's Robbie Alomar. Well, congratulations.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing? You excited?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm excited. It's great news today for myself, for the city of Toronto, for the city in Puerto Rico, and from all my family.
So there's a picture, Robbie, of you on the ESPN website in a Cleveland Indians uniform. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that they understand that my heart and soul is here in Toronto. And I hope that they understand that this is where I won the two World Series and got great years. And hopefully they understand my who I want to be represented by. And hopefully they can pick the Toronto Blue hat.
So you, I guess the deal is you get to suggest who you want to go in as, or what team you want to represent going in. But ultimately, the decision is the Hall of Fames. Is that true?
Yes, it's a Hall of Fame decision. You can. I don't know how this go, but I will give them what I think, my thoughts, and hopefully they listen to what I have to say.
Robbie, I was thinking when it became official today, I was thinking about your old man. Your guiding light in baseball, a guy who played in the major leagues and worked for every day he was in the major leagues and loved the game. What's his reaction been to you getting in?
Well, when I got my reaction, it was thrilled. It was thrilled that his son is going into the Hall of Fame. That all the work that I did, all the advice that he gave me, meant something, and he was a thrill and a humble father.
You, many people, myself included, and I think Stephen as well, thought you should have got in last year. You should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm sure on this day it probably doesn't matter a lot to you. You're probably not thinking much about it. But what was the last year like? Were you scratching your head over the last year? Were you upset, wondering why you didn't get in the first ballot?
I was a little disappointed, but on the other hand, it is what it is. You have to know how to take the good and bad. I think this year will be much sweeter. I have enjoyed it more. I have more votes, and I'm not gonna look back at what happened last year. I just wanna enjoy this one and represent Toronto with a little pride.
Yeah, when I see that 90% there, Robbie, that's you never get unanimous Hall of Fame. Baseball writers are a weird breed, but that's one of the highest totals in history, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I hear is one of the highest. I never expected to be that high, but like I say, this year, if they saw that they made a mistake last year, then they want to maybe vote it for me this year. So I'm so happy and so humble, and I don't know how to put words right now, because the assignment is so big that I feel good about it.
What does it mean to you, Robbie, to go in with one of the a person that we become close to over the years? Well, I've known Pat since 1977, but Pat Gillick was, elected. He will be inducted into the Hall of Fame beside you. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me, because a lot of people don't know. When I was 16 years old, Pat was a scout and was trying to sign me when I was in Puerto Rico. But I decided to go with the San Diego Padres. Pat and me had a long relationship, and then he trained me to come here to Toronto from the San Diego Padres.
Right.
So to me, this is an honor to be going into the Hall of Fame at the same time he's going in. Pat is the greatest GM that I've ever played for, and so far he's done a great job with all different organizations that he's been involved with.
How much do you think about those two World Series years? As you're going through them, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. You think you have a good baseball team, but as time passes, I know that every time I go back and take a look at the rosters of the 92 team and then the 93 team, which changed dramatically, which is really intriguing, and people forget that, but I mean, those two teams were as good a teams as I can recall in the last two decades. I mean, those weren't just two World Series teams. Those were two really, really tremendous baseball teams, weren't they?
Well, we were a great team, and not only that, we played the game the right way. We played the game when we needed to move guys over. We did that. We can manage ourselves. That's how good we were. We had great pitching staff. We had great bullpen. You name it. You know, we were close to each other. There was no crying here and there. I think we all had one set on. We had one goal in mind, and that was just to win. And that's why we did so good.
But that was a team of extraordinary confidence, maybe as much as anything else, Robbie. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, we were real confident that we were going to go out there and win almost every game.
Yeah, not arrogant, but you just believed that, you know, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what happened early in a ball game, you guys were going to find a way to pull one out.
No, we believe in ourselves. We were leaving ourselves every day. Every day we went to the ballpark, we only one goal in mind, that's to win that game. And we were the team to beat. You know, a lot of people didn't want to face us. It was a great bunch of guys.
You ever think, you thought at all, Robbie, about the fact that you may well be the only Hall of Famer off those two teams? When you know, there's some other great players on those teams, but Jack Morris is still, he moved up in the voting this year, so he's a possibility. But you may be the only guy. You may be it.
Well, we have one of the guys, Paul Molitor, went as a Milwaukee Brewers.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have Dave Winfield, who played with us. It was another Hall of Fame that I had the chance to play with. But I will be the only Blue Jay for now. But there's gonna be a few more coming.
You think so?
Yeah, I think if Holiday continue to go the way he's going, hopefully, I don't know what hat he will wear, or Carlos Delgado, if he gets back to play the game and get over 500 home runs, I think he has a chance.
What is there? I know we've talked about this kind of stuff before, but today it seems more appropriate. Is there a moment of your career that stands out for you? Or is it that maybe that first World Series, that ground ball, that flip to first base in Atlanta that gave you guys the World Series?
Yeah.
Is that the moment?
I think, the moment, the first World Series is always a special. The second one is sweet, too, but the first one is a special because I never won one World Series, and that was the first one. And that was the special team. Special manager that we have here, and it was to play in front of this crowd. I remember, the fans can not even buy a ticket here.
Every
single night, you appreciate coming to the ballpark every day and play the game of baseball here. You appreciate what the fan did for us, and as ball player, when you see all your fans behind you, it was a thrill.
It was also interesting, too, because it was an era, and you've spent enough time in Toronto to understand this, mm-hmm. that we have something of an inferiority complex, and to a great degree, that big-time athletes may not always want to come and play in Toronto. But at that time with the Blue Jays, the list of guys who wound up coming to Toronto and being a contributor, and you mentioned Winfield and Ricky Henderson and Paul Molitor, David Cone, all kinds of guys that came from other organizations.
Uh-huh.
When they walked in the clubhouse and walked onto that field and with 50,000 people in the stands, did you, as a player, did you get a sense that they understood how special that was?
Well, I think a lot of the ball players didn't understand what is to play here at that time. When we got, for example, Ricky Henderson, and he came to play with us in the team that we won, he say, "What a great organization! What a great teammates we have here! I wish I would have known this before."
Right.
So those are the little things that people don't understand. But when they come here, we were here before. We made those people feel comfortable, and then they kind of understood what is to play here in Toronto, and in those years. And I hope that people understand that playing baseball here in Canada is great. You know, the people knows about the game, and it's a lot of fun playing baseball here in Canada. It's a beautiful city and beautiful people. Well, I'm involved with the Blue Jay here and there. You know, I'm like a roving instructor.
Right.
And I went to the minor leagues. I think last year I went, and in November I went to the instructional league.
Right.
Work with some of the young guys. I think we have some good young talent, and I would like to continue to do that and come here in a special occasion and do something for the Blue Jays.
Well, Beeston's going to be on with us next. We'll pass along your wishes to us, to him.
Yeah.
I know you've got to run. You got a flight to catch. Congratulations. We'll look forward to having the opportunity to talk to you before the induction ceremonies in Cooperstown this summer.
Thank you one more time, and to the fans, this is for you. You know, this one is a victory. Not only for myself, but for the whole entire Toronto and the organization. And thank you guys for being so good to me through my years.
See you soon, Robbie. Thank you, pal.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Robbie Alomar, Hall of Famer.